May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. One of the benefits of having lectionary readings is that you know what someone is going to preach about. You can do little research if you are clever enough and can know through the sermon.com and so on what is going to be the theme of the sermon on that particular Sunday. But from a preacher's point of view, it's helpful because on the third Sunday of Epiphany last year, we had the same readings and the same go back and back and back. So I just go back. Now we have clever devices. We save our file somewhere and then just go back what I preached on last year. And benefit of preaching in the Anglican churches is people really forget what was preached last year. So it's two-way. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to preach the sermon I literally preached on the third Sunday of Epiphany last year, but just to reinforce or to remind you what really happens in our churches, we'll just briefly go back and I will mention a few things which I mentioned last year. We will start from there. Last year, I focused on Jesus' first public miracle, or the first miracle which he showed in the public, changing water into wine. And I mentioned about five I words, like eye specialist. We have few doctors in the congregation anyway. I'm not talking about the eye specialist, I'm talking about I words. And each word starting with I. And these five words describe very well the first miracle of Jesus mentioned in the Gospel of John. The first I word was, which I said last year, just for your reminder, if someone remember, Jesus and Jesus' mother, and many other people, of course, they got invitation. Invitation was the first I word. And then Mary, on behalf of the family, intercedes, intercession. And the third was there were a few jars, instruments we have in our churches and in our homes. Sometimes these instruments can be a source of God's glory. And then Jesus gave some instructions. Mary gave some instructions to the servants, and Jesus further gave instructions. And then the fifth word was, when this miracle happened, they all were inspired. Inspiration, instructions, instruments, intercession, and invitation. These five words were the theme or the major themes of last year's sermon. Today, what I'm going to talk very briefly about this miracle, but also will link up with our Old Testament reading, which reminds us about Hezbollah and Beulah. Delight and marriage. Isaiah chapter 61, the last segment of Isaiah's book, talks about songs of God's servant, talks about the Messiah. A lot of prophecies we see about Jesus' mission and his ministry. One of the readings for this Sunday, which is not Church in Wales lectionary, but most Catholic churches, most Catholic congregations are reading that, is about Jesus' first sermon in a synagogue, or when he gave Nazareth Manifesto in a synagogue where he was born and brought up. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to proclaim the good news. Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah, the Savior, and the hope for the world in three different ways. These are three different readings of Epiphany of Jesus Christ. Of course, the first Epiphany was at the visit of the Magi, and then at the baptism of Jesus Christ, and then the third one was when Jesus turned water into wine. When Jesus turned water into wine, why he decided to show his first miracle at the place where people knew him well, where he was invited as a guest. Not just he was invited, his disciples were also with him. Mary and the rest of the family were there on their own. And Mary, of course, knew the family well. That's why he asked Jesus to do something for them. Apparently, it looks rude speaking in this way to your mother if your mother is saying, they have run out the wine. You and I have nothing to do with them. But he did not continue conversation with Jesus. Rather, he asked servants, do what he asks you to do. Because he knew, she knew, he is my son. He will help the family to escape from the embarrassment. And Jesus gave some instructions and the miracle happened. But Jesus said, you and I have nothing to do with this thing. Why Jesus said that? Different people have tried to further explore why Jesus might have said. One of the reasons William Barclay mentioned is Jesus probably is trying to say to Mary, you have come to this ceremony or this wedding on your own. Jesus had already started his ministry. That's why he was there with his disciples. He was not on his own. He was with his disciples. It means before this miracle happened, he had started his ministry. So you are asking me to do something for this family, but you are not an active part of my ministry. At another occasion, Jesus was told by one of his disciples, your mother and your brothers want to see you. And Jesus said, my mother and my brothers are those who hear God's words. It doesn't mean that Jesus was ignoring the family. It doesn't mean he was disobeying the mother. But simply, he was trying to give more focus to his ministry, to his mission, to his work. But later we see he fulfilled his mother's desire, what she wanted him to do. This miracle is only mentioned in the Gospel of John, not in other three Gospels. If we read the Gospel of John, chapter 2, where this miracle is mentioned, and then later we see Jesus went into the temple, and then what happened, he entered as a king in Jerusalem, and then in chapter 3, Jesus is talking, having conversation with Nicodemus, a great scholar, and he is talking about the new birth. And then in chapter 4, Jesus' interaction and conversation, dialogue with Samaritan woman at the well. And in chapter 5, we see Jesus is talking about the miraculous healing. So water and wine, the temple as a building, and then Jesus is talking about his own body as and comparing it with the temple of God. And then water and then living water. All these comparisons in first four chapters of the Gospel of John gives us little understanding how John is going to unfold the person of Jesus Christ. At the very beginning, he picks a different text for the epiphany of Jesus Christ. All other texts, like the visit of the Magi or the baptism of Jesus Christ, these are not the familiar text in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John brings another thing, how Jesus revealed himself to the people by doing his first miracle, turning water into wine. Wine is quite familiar in our culture, but in some parts of the world, even the place where Jesus was born and brought up, if you go there, because of the Islamic influence, because of a lot of Muslims, Arab Muslims and Christians, they live together, wine is not as commonly used as it is used here in our culture. And in many other parts of the world, in Africa and Asia, it has totally different meaning. Interestingly, in the New Testament, the word wine is hardly used in the pretext of the Eucharist. Mostly, St. Paul and other disciples use the word cup. He took the cup. Instead of saying, he took the wine, he took the cup. And then we just assume definitely the cup was the cup of wine. He took the cup. And once it is used, the word wine, which is more about the fresh fruit of grapes. When Jesus is talking about the wine, when Jesus is changing the water into wine, 6 jars, hundreds of gallons of wine available there, he is not definitely encouraging people to overdrink. So drink as much as you can. It's not like that. It's not like you have free buffets and you just pay a certain amount and eat as much you can. Jesus is simply helping the family, because the feast is going to be, the marriage feast is going to be minimum for 3 years and maximum for 7 to 10 days. 3 days to 7 to 10 days. So all this big amount of wine is not only for one evening. It's for next day and next day and next day and so on. But Jesus helped the family to escape from the embarrassment. A question which this reading raises for us is, how often do we wish that God will fulfill our desires? Mary just put an application or a request on behalf of the family to Jesus. And apparently Jesus said no. Or Jesus gave a diplomatic answer, yes or no. And she got it. And she left it with Jesus to decide. When we intercede for ourselves, when we come to God, when we have invited Jesus for our weddings, for our events, for our anything, for our family, and we find ourselves in the midst of a problem which we are not able to solve, or our friends are not able to sort out, we intercede to God to do really what we want him to do, or just put our request and leave up to him to sort it out. This is what Mary simply did. She asked Jesus, but finally she left it with Jesus to decide what he wants to do. I don't know, straight away, Jesus said to servants, or he took some time, half an hour, an hour after, he came back and said to servants, fill these jars with water. These jars were for purification. Whether they were empty, all the water was gone, he asked them to fill them with fresh water. He did not turn the water which was going to be used for purification. He asked them to fill it again. Sometime when we talk about the new wine, of course, we emphasize on new wine skins. But here we see different. New wine in the old jars. In our churches, there are certain many traditions, many things, which we really want to just discard. But sometime, old jars are helpful. They help to contain the new water which Jesus will turn into new wine, the new wine which will embarrass, which will save the family for embarrassment and bring renewal in the life of the whole ceremony and in the life of the church. People, traditions, ceremonies, all these things, not always, but mostly they can be helpful. This is what Jesus did. But when all we see, Jesus helped the family to escape from the embarrassment, it is more important for us to ensure that whenever we are going to invite our friends and families. Make sure Jesus is somewhere in the list, either in the middle or at the bottom, but definitely at the top. If Jesus is amongst us, he will help us. If we have people who can intercede on our behalf, after the service, we always have prayer ministry in the Lady Chapel. During the week, there are various people who intercedes on our behalf in our congregation. You and I, we are fortunate enough, and we should thank God for that, that we have people in our congregations, in our connections, in our circle, to whom we can ring at any time. Would you join me to pray for this matter? Will you intercede on my behalf? And then messages on our phones and emails goes around, and we all join our hands together to pray, and then God responds in his own mysterious ways. God responds in his own time, sometime not really according to our desires and needs, but according to his wish. Then we use the resources we have for God's glory and are always ready for the instructions which he is giving us. We are able to fulfill God's plans in our lives, through our lives, and through our mission, and through our work. Jesus' first miracle was introduction of his public ministry. I am sure you all have seen God's glory, if not many times, at least once in your life. If not, there is always an opportunity to see God's glory. Jesus is waiting for our invitation. If you know someone who has never invited Jesus in his life or in her life, at their place, there is always an opportunity for us to encourage people that we know someone who can come to your home, in your life, to take away the problem and to escape you from the potential embarrassment. We thank God that we have someone to offer to the world. Church in Wales has not decided to give emphasis to evangelism. Everywhere in the churches and in the congregation, people are talking about evangelism. But here in St. Edmunds, through various initiatives, you have been involved with evangelism and mission for the last many years. This is just another time to help our town, our villages, and our people to experience a real epiphany of Jesus Christ, not just through these historical occasions which happened 2 millenniums ago, but a real epiphany, real revelation of Jesus Christ, when he will show his glory through his presence in our lives, in our homes, in our towns, and in our societies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.